Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's Here and Now. I'm Jeremy Hobson, broadcasting today from Mexico City, where despite President Trump's tweets and statements about Mexico, there are still lines of people every day applying for visas to come to the U.S. outside the U.S. Embassy.
Valentina, Ana Maria.
And why do you want to go to the United States?
She wants to go and visit, know the country, and visit relatives she has there.
Edilberto Rios Juarez.
And why do you want to go to the United States?
Queremos visitar.
So I would like to go because I want to know places. I love history. I'm a fan of history. Also, I have a relative there. My brother is a citizen, and I would like to go and visit him.
Sheila Cristel.
And why do you want to go to the United States?
Porque quiero conocer.
I want to know your country and your culture, and I want to have some challenges in my life.
And how difficult is the process of getting to the U.S.?
Pues creo que sí es difícil.
I wanted to do things legally, like in the right way, and come here and ask for a visa, but they just don't accept it, and that's why people go there illegally, and they don't welcome us as we do. We welcome them, and they discriminate us, and I mean, we are humans and we just go there and want to know their country, and that's all we want to do.
That's a sentiment we've heard a lot in Mexico City. What did we do to you? Senator Armando Rios Peter is taking that a step further and proposing a boycott of U.S. corn in response to President Trump's statements about Mexico. He's attempting to mount an independent bid for the presidency in Mexico's election next year. I asked him to respond to President Trump's tweet from a few days ago, which read, quote, "Eventually, but at a later date so we can get started early, Mexico will be paying in some form for the badly needed border wall."
Well, I don't understand Mr. Trump. I think he might be bipolar. He might be schizophrenic. I mean, he sends these kind of tweets, and but before his Minister of the Interior, his Minister of Homeland Security was saying that Mexico was being so much help to the U.S. regarding security. So I don't understand who should I believe. Of course, I should hear President Trump first of all, but his signals, the way he's doing, the way he's thinking, the relationship with my country, I think it's a very changing one. So this gives us a signal that he doesn't know what to do with Mexico.
Do you see any scenario in which Mexico pays for the border wall?
Of course, that's the most stupid thing I've ever heard. I mean, that's the way I've seen it every time. And I think President Peña Nieto has made a big mistake not saying in their very first moment, not only that it was stupid to allow President Trump that we will pay for it, but we must be calling the wall in its terms. It's a hostile act. It's an unfriendly act. I mean, and Mexico should be saying it in all the cardinal points in all the world. We should be saying it in the United Nations. We should be saying it in the OAS. We should be telling every country that the United States is being hostile and unfriendly to Mexico and that the world represents that.
It's been talked about that there are ways that Trump could get Mexico to pay, including increasing visa fees, adding tolls on bridges across the border.
Well, of course, he has the capacity to do that. He has the capacity to increase what we pay for going to the United States, but that will also cost a lot to the United States. We, as Mexicans, spend a lot in tourism. If that changes, of course, that will also cost a lot to a lot of Americans, to people in Florida, to people in California, to people in New York. We Mexicans love to go there. But, of course, if he increases visas, we'll stop going there.
How would you describe the state of U.S.-Mexico relations right now?
Well, it has been for the last two decades a very important, strong one, not only in terms of trade, but also in terms of helping each other regarding security. Also in terms of migration, doing labor. I think that's part of our common prosperity. So I like to think U.S.-Mexico relationship as one that should continue in good terms. But unfortunately, we have now this president who doesn't understand how important is my country. And me as a senator and some other Mexicans need to stand up. That's what I've been trying to do.
Well, you have suggested boycotting U.S. corn.
Yes, of course. Those who support Donald Trump's speech are the ones in the Midwest, the ones who support the most his speech. And when I sent this bill into the Senate saying we won't buy any more corn to Iowa, to Nebraska, to Wisconsin, to North Dakota, South Dakota, then they said, what's going on? Why is this senator saying this? Well, we are spending like $1,600 million a year regarding corn. So this means a lot of money for the pocket of farmers in the Midwest, for producers in the Midwest. And
but wouldn't it be more expensive if you were to buy it from somewhere else?
No. Surprisingly, it is even cheaper if we buy it to Brazil, and especially if the United States is having a hostile position against us, is a good way to tell them we won't continue collaborating. Probably we won't collaborate buying corn, and we won't probably collaborate in terms of anti-terrorism. I mean, why should we be doing it with a hostile administration and the one that Donald Trump is leading?
Well, you've gone as far as to say that Mexico should take back the land that was given in the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo in 1848, which includes California and a lot of Western states.
It's a very big territory, the one that was taken from us in that war. So what I said is that Mexico should be analyzing every treaty we have with the United States. The thing is, why should we continue collaborating with the United States, with this administration especially, if this administration is saying that Mexico is not a friend, that Mexico is kind of an enemy, that Mexico is taking advantage regarding trade? I mean, the thing that we should be doing right now is saying very clear messages to Donald Trump's administration. Mexico is a good partner. Mexico has been a very good friend. And Mexico does a lot of things for Americans to have security. If they want us to continue doing that, then they must treat us as friends.
Do you have any sympathy for the Americans who voted for Donald Trump, who believe that jobs are going to Mexico and that a lot of Mexicans are coming into the U.S. without proper documentation and costing them jobs?
Well, they have a point. No? I mean, I know that they feel uncomfortable for having people who they call illegal aliens, not having papers. But the way to deal with this, there's two ways to deal with this. Attacking their human rights, attacking their civil rights. I mean, not recognizing that they've been good people who have paid taxes, who are very important for the development of a lot of communities in the U.S. I mean, if you recognize that, then we must deal with the issue as a common problem. I mean, in between partners, you can have problems and you can deal with them as a shared problem and trying to build a common solution, or doing what Donald Trump has been doing right now. We are going to take care of this situation. We are going to build a wall. And then that's two parts who are separated. In that way, then Mexico must deal with the issue in a different way than collaborating.
The other day, we saw the beautiful Diego Rivera mural, which is sort of a short history of Mexico. And our guide was saying, Mexico has never been as rich as it was. What do you see as the economic future of Mexico? Can it get back to its golden era?
Well, of course. I mean, Mexico will be a very rich country, a serious global player, probably the fifth most important economy in the whole world in the next 25 years. And this view has to do with the relationship we have with the United States. And that's also in the interest of the United States. We together will have probably 500 million people together. I mean, that's a huge, a very powerful muscle. The distance in between the minimum wage in the United States and Mexican minimum wage is 14 times. So Of course, that's a reason people are going to the United States. And that's a reason some Americans are feeling afraid of losing their jobs. They're feeling afraid of knowing people from of brown color. I mean, there's a lot of fear regarding what's happening right now. That's why the speech and the position of Donald Trump is so bad.
Do you think you'd be able to work with President Trump if you become the president of Mexico?
Well, I must be able to do that, of course. But I think the issue with Americans, with people from the United States and any part of the world is talking straight. But if you put with dignity and in a very clear way your position, then that's a good way to talk. And that's the way we've been dealing with the United States, not only for 20 years, but for two centuries. So that's the way I would be working with Donald Trump or with Pence or with any people from the U.S. I studied in Harvard. I studied in Georgetown. I mean, I have a very good friends who are Americans. I love Americans. I like dealing with them. I like talking with them. I like laughing with them. But dignity is the kickstart for any kind of relationship. And that's the kind of relationship I want to make very clear for my country.
Senator Armando Rios-Peter, thank you so much for joining us.
No, thank you very much.
And we've got more from Mexico City at hereandnow.org.